Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your counsel. Father, we submit this to you. Lord, be glorified. Let your name and your word be lifted up, that all men might be drawn to you. In Yeshua and Jesus, Mashiach, our Savior, his name. Isaiah, okay, in this time of perilous times and fire watches, we've got fire watches up here and high wind storms. We look to the Lord, the trembling over all the earth. And what are you saying, Lord, on this day in June 22, 2023, the 19th? Isaiah 46 says, remember this, verse 8, and be assured, recall it to mind, you transgressors. Remember the former things long past, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is no one like me. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things which have not been done. Saying, my purpose will be established and I will accomplish all my good pleasure. Calling a bird of prey from the east, the man of my purpose from a far country. Truly I've spoken, truly I will bring it to pass. I planned it. Surely I will do it. Listen to me, you stubborn-minded, who are far from righteousness. I bring near my righteousness. It is not far off, and my salvation will not delay. And I will grant salvation in Zion and my glory for Israel. So in spite of ourselves, Zion and Israel, which are Hebraism's euphemism for the Lord's people, in spite of your wickedness and your stubbornness, etc., God is going to have his way. He's going to bring his righteousness and salvation. Isaiah 47. Now, this is for Babylon. Mystery Babylon. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground without a throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no longer be called tender and delicate. Take the millstone and grind mill. Remove your veil, strip off your skirt, uncover the leg, cross the rivers. Your nakedness will be uncovered. Your shame also will be exposed. I will take vengeance and will not spare a man. Our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Sit silently and go into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you will no longer be called the Queen of Kingdoms. I was angry with my people. I profaned my heritage and gave them into your hand, and you did not show mercy to them. On the aged you made your yoke very heavy. Yet you said, I will be a queen forever. These things you did not consider. Now remember the outcome of them. Now then, hear this, you sensual one, who dwells securely, who says in your heart, I am, and there is no one beside me. I will not sit as a widow. No, not even know the loss of children. But these two things will come on you suddenly in one day. Loss of children and widowhood. They will come on you in the full measure in spite of your many sorceries, in spite of your great power of your spells. You felt secure in your wickedness and said, no one sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge, they have deluded you. For you have said in your heart, I am, and there is no one beside me. But evil will come upon you, which you will not know how to charm away, and disaster will fall on you, for which you cannot atone, and destruction about which you do not know will come on you suddenly. Stand fast now in your spells, and in your many sorceries, with which you have labored from your youth. Perhaps you will be able to profit. Perhaps you may cause trembling. You are weaned with your many counsels. You are wearied with your many counsels. Let now the astrologers, those who prophesy by the stars, those who predict by the new moons, stand up and save you from what will once come upon you. Behold, they have become the stubble. Fire burns them. They cannot deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There will be no coal to warm by, nor fire to sit before. So have those become to you with whom you have labored, who have trafficked with you from your youth. Each has wandered in his own way, and there is none to save you. Right, back to the house of Israel. I feel led to just go on with Isaiah 48. Hear this, O house of Jacob. Okay, God's people, the church, who are named Israel and who come forth from the land of Judah, who swear by the name of the Lord and invoke the God of Israel, but not in truth nor in righteousness, for they all call themselves after the whole city, the holy city, and lean on the God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is his name. I declared the former things long ago, but they went forth from my mouth, and I proclaimed them, and suddenly I acted, and they came to pass. Because I knew that you are obstinate, and your neck is an iron sinew, and your forehead bronze. Therefore I declare them to you long ago. Before they took place, I proclaimed them to you, so that you would not say, my idol has done this, and my graven image and my molten image have commanded them. You have heard. Look at all of this, and you will not declare it. I proclaim to you new things from this time, even hidden things which you have not known. They are created now and not long ago, and before you have not heard them, so that you will not say, behold, I knew them. You have not heard, you have not known, even from long ago your ear has not been open, because I knew that you would deal very treacherously, and you have been called a rebel from birth. For the sake of my name I will delay my wrath, and for my praise I restrain it for you, in order not to cut you off. Behold, I refined you, but not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction. For my own sake, I will act. For how can my name be profaned? And my glory I will not give to another. Listen to me, O Jacob, even Israel, whom I called. I am he. I am the first. I am also the last. Surely my hand founded the earth, and my right hand spread out the heavens. When I call to them, they stand together. Assemble all of you and listen. Whom among them has declared these things? The Lord loves him. He will carry out his good pleasure on Babylon, and his arm will be against the Chaldeans. Listen, I have spoken. Indeed, I've called him. I've brought him, and he will make his way successful. Come near to me. Listen to this. From the first, I have not spoken in secret. From the time it took place, I was there. And now the Lord God has sent me and his Spirit. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way you should go. If only you had paid attention to my commandments, then your well-being would have been like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Okay, thank you, Father. Let us have ears to hear, heart of understanding, that we might turn and that you might show us the way to go. Jesus, that we would follow hard after you. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Love you, Lord. Be blessed.